This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A huge car bomb blast killed at least 27 people and injured dozens more in eastern Afghanistan Friday evening, with high school students among the casualties. Local officials said a car packed with explosives detonated in Logar Province's Pul-e-Alam near the house of the former head of the provincial council, according to a spokesman for Logar's governor. The house operated as a guest house, and the blast had struck just as guests were breaking their fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It was not immediately clear who was behind the blast. Violence in Afghanistan has escalated in recent weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States would withdraw troops by September 11th to end two decades of foreign military presence. Israel began burying the dead from a stampede at a religious festival attended by tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews in northern Israel that killed at least 45 people. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The stampede began when large numbers of people squeezed through a tunnel, piling onto each other, and then went on to fall down slippery metallic stairs. Paramedic Omri Gorga said he was shocked at what he saw. It was an extremely difficult sight to see. I've been a paramedic for about 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this. The stampede occurred during the celebrations of Lag BaOmer at Mount Meron, the first mass religious gathering to be held legally since Israel lifted nearly all restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the site the following day. Dozens came to protest against his visit amid claims police blocked off an important alleyway for people to flow during the celebrations, a move they say led to the tragedy. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. The United States will start restricting travel from India next week amid a devastating jump in COVID-19 cases. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For more than a week, India's been setting global records for daily cases, averaging nearly 350,000. Daily deaths have nearly tripled over 3 weeks. As it sends medical help to India, the U.S. will now restrict travel from there. The White House is citing the rise in cases and the emergence of virus variants and says the CDC advised the travel restriction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow said Friday it will sharply limit its consular activities due to a Russian ban on hiring local staff. The embassy said in a statement that starting May 12th, it will reduce consular services offered to include only emergency U.S. citizen services and a very limited number of immigrant visas, such as life or death emergencies. Moscow has moved to ban the U.S. embassy and consular offices from hiring Russian and third country nationals as part of its retaliation to a set of new U.S. sanctions imposed over Russian interference in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and involvement in the SolarWind hack of federal agencies, activities that Moscow has denied. A ceasefire on the border between Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan largely held Friday, following a day of intense fighting between the two ex-Soviet neighbors. Around 40 people were killed and about 175 wounded in the skirmishes. Clashes began Wednesday over surveillance equipment installed at a water facility. Border guards became involved after the initial clashes escalated. President Joe Biden, once a regular Amtrak train rider, helped the nation's passenger rail system celebrate 50 years of service Friday. With Amtrak's new generation of high-speed train on display at Philadelphia's 30th Street Station, the president said that better rail service could help connect all parts of America.
Think of what it will mean for opportunity if we can connect Milwaukee to Green Bay to Madison, Scranton and Allentown to New York, Indianapolis to Louisville.
Biden's appearance in Philadelphia follows his speech to Congress on Wednesday when he outlined his $2.3 trillion jobs and infrastructure plan and previewed some $1.8 trillion in proposed spending on education, child care, and other family needs. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.